Blog Talk Radio.
Your host for the Pastors for Punch TV. I'm Joy Brown, and I'm so happy that you all came to join us today. We've been advertising because you need to know this is a supernatural day. And our guest today is going to be Apostle Lydia Woodson Soley, who we do have on the line today. And as we come forth, I want you to listen to this dynamic woman of God and all that she's going to pour into you today. I just have been, I woke up this morning and I was talking to the Lord about the supernatural. And then I read something that Joe Osteen has like a daily thing, and he was talking about the supernatural. So this has got to be a confirmation in what God is and has in store for us on today. So let me read to you something about this woman of God. First of all, she's a poetic, prophetic teacher, author, inspirational life coach, and music producer. Apostle Lydia is the senior pastor and founder of Life in its Prophetic Form Christian Ministry in Brooklyn, New York, under the leadership of Apostle Callie Mae Jasper, Chief Prelate of Holy City Covenant Churches. She has served in the ministry for over 20 years and is anointed to preach and teach the Word of God through his unique poetic prophecy. That is awesome right there. A different type of style, a different type of woman. This visionary leader is transforming lives nationally and internationally while serving her community and impacting lives through life empowerment workshop. Highly praised by shelters for battered women, schools, churches, correctional facilities, where she volunteers and serves in ministry for many years. I don't know if I want to read much more because it's getting into my spirit who this woman is. It says, from Apostle Lydia's love for truth, inner beauty, coupled with her prophetic, poetic prophetic gift and style, her book, The Fountain of Youth, called Truth, was birthed and published in 2012. It reveals 10 supernatural, life-changing, preserving beauty secrets found in God's Word. She also published an audiobook, Knowing Yourself Through Christ, which can be purchased on the website. We're going to allow her to give that information to you. But in 2014, her book, The Supernatural Woman, was published and leaked to the top of the 2014 Amazon Editor's Favorite Books list with 5-star rating. In it, the apostle speaks God's words into existence through her phenomenal affirmation. I'm a supernatural woman serving a supernatural God and getting supernatural results. Ladies and gentlemen of the Pastors for Punch TV studio, some of you may know her, may have seen her. This is my first time that I would have the encounter of listening to her, and I am so excited about it. But at this time, we're going to just allow this woman of God. She's going to talk about her ministry, talk about what God has done for her, how she got to this place, because it's always some journey that somebody took down the line where God has already predestined for them. And it seemed like she just tapped right into what God is giving her. So I introduce to you for the woman for, I said, some people say the hour, but the moment, meaning very now, second, the moment you hear her speak, I know God's going to be speaking to you. Apostle, are you there?
I am here, and I am in the now. I am in the now. I am in the moment. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. If you don't mind, I'd just like to just kind of open up with a prayer.
Yes.
Father, we just thank you for the momentum of your spirit upon our lives, oh God. We just thank you and praise you as we come before your throne of grace tonight, Father. We ask that you would wash us in the blood of the Lamb, Lord God, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, all who are listening in the moment, Father, I thank you for the supernatural divine intervention of your Holy Spirit in this conversation, Father, in this moment, Father. And I thank you, Father, that those who are tuned in today, Father, even myself, oh God, we will never be the same again. And we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, woman of God, it is tremendous. It's happy to see you. Well, first of all, we want to thank Ms. Vanda Womack. She's the one that recommended you and sent forth your bio. And she told me, I got some people. I mean, now she covers you very well. She don't let you have nothing. Without divine direction, and, you know, I said, well, who are these people? Well, I'll network with you. I'll do this. I said, okay, God, I need you to handle this because they're my guests now. So God released out of her hand into our hand, Punch TV Studio, and, of course, it is a pleasure to meet you. I've already been on the website just reading stuff about you, so I'm ready for whatever God has for you and the people of God.
Okay. Amen. 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 Well, first of all, I'm just grateful. I'm thankful to Vanda. She's a dynamic woman of God herself. And I just thank you for the opportunity to allow me to share with you and your audience. And I'm very, very excited because we're in an awesome, awesome time slot. I remember even as I'm speaking right now, the Holy Spirit just quickened me again to remind me that chaos can't stop our kairos. And so no matter what is going on, if we stand to believe God and trust God and purpose ourselves to be in his will, then we have every right to expect what we're believing God for, no matter what it looks like and no matter what is happening. And he is faithful to the faithful. And he shows up in a very strong way. So I want to encourage those listeners who are under the sound of my voice even now that no matter what it looks like, you know, we are to stand, remain faithful, pray, speak the word, because he watches over his word to perform it. So we've got to give him something to work with. And
that's right.
We've got to monitor ourselves in the moment so that we're moving, being led by his Holy Spirit with a supernatural ease so he
that's
doesn't
right.
have to, you know, make an attempt to be snatching us around. We don't, you know, he's not going to do that because he doesn't
exactly.
force his will. But if we're easily led, then exactly. we can take those steps that are necessary in the moment with him and be in the right place
right.
at the right time, even thinking the
that's
right thoughts at the right time.
That's right.
Speaking what we need to speak at the right time because he's that kind of God. So
I'm
extremely excited about that. And today, of course, what was Rosh Hashanah and
yes, right.
The Jewish New Year. So This is really amazing because
this is
an appointed time. We're in an
it
appointed
is.
Time slot.
Mm-hmm.
And God is, you know, it's a time for us to repent, come clean with God, align with who he is, who he wants us to be in him. And
right.
so this is a very, very prophetic time slot.
It is
our time at the same time. So
I'm
very, very excited about that. Yes. Yes, it is. So I'm believing God even now that he reminds us that, you know, in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love,
that's
and
true.
A sound mind. And in troubled times and unstable times, it's very dangerous to get stuck in time in between a decision. This is a time to be decisive, not indecisive. It's a
that's
time
right.
where we are to, you know, make up our minds relative to the best intention for an immediate situation in order to get that victorious outcome. Because he's looking for our intentions. He's looking at our intentions, the intent of our heart.
That's right. Our heart.
I woke up, yes, absolutely. I woke up yesterday morning, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord say he's looking for the leader within the leader. Help me, Holy Ghost. He's looking for the leader within the leader, and it was just absolutely profound. And he said to me, there's a different momentum on handling life's challenges, and by my Spirit, I will lead them into different learning stations, because I'm calling forth the leader within the leader as I'm shaking the nations. So he's telling us as I'm shaking the nations, I want to reposition those who I've called to lead. So I'm talking to the leader within the leader, that we're in a place where he says earthly priorities shift in order to meet the balance of his sovereign will. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He says the leader who is led by my Spirit must surrender to another level of being still. So he's telling us, he says, listen, I'm shaking some things up. But I need you in my perfect will, in the sovereignty of my perfect will now, and I want to use you in this hour at the same time. But there's a level of being still, another level of being still in my presence, so you'll know where to go, when to go, who to take with you when you go.
That's right.
So he's looking now for the leader within the leader. So He's telling us, you know, decisions, you know, they move us forward in Christ, and sound decisions advance us further into destiny and purpose. So this is a time slot that there are things that we've got to get over before it overtakes us. We got to get over it before it overtakes us. So, and especially in this time of Rosh Hashanah, that bitterness, that unforgiveness, it will shut down our sound decision-making process. And God is telling, this is not a season to get stuck in a false momentum where our reasoning clashes with the leading of His Holy Spirit.
Because it's just a trap.
Know, what? Trap?
It's just a trap. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yes, it's like, you know, momentary setbacks. Go ahead, sis. I'm sorry.
Yeah. As you were speaking, I know what you're saying is confirming a word that the Lord gave me this morning. He says this is a defining moment. And in everybody's life that has a defining moment and that decision they make, it changes their life completely. You'll never forget it, the defining moment when you had it. And it sends you in, it changes your whole course of life. And it puts you on the path that you're supposed to be on.
Absolutely. So we have to know who to turn to when we're going through.
Yes. That's right.
Because you can't talk to everybody when you're going through.
No.
You have to be led by the Holy Spirit to communicate what it is that you need to communicate to who you need to communicate it to relative to where you're going to. Because everybody can't take you to your next level.
That's
and everybody's really not interested in you going to your next level. So, you know, there's a momentum. And the momentum, he's telling us, he says, we have to master our moments in Christ in the days ahead. And it's the only way to survive troubled times, moment by moment and second by second. You know, even on yesterday, you know, you have to remind yourself, you know, wait a minute, I shouldn't be thinking those thoughts. I pull those cords down, that he exhorts himself against the knowledge of God about me. I'm not thinking that. You've got to be so on point in the moment relative to who you are in
Christ,
that when the enemy tries to whisper sweet nothings in your ear, you can shut him down. You can shut him down.
Right.
If he's trying to whisper sweet nothings in your ear, you no longer go with those negative thoughts and those negative conversations because you know who you are in the moment in Christ. So you just shut it down. No, wait a minute. I'm not thinking like that. That's what used to be. I don't live there no more.
Right. Because you know what you do, since you said that, shutting him down. If you don't shut him down, then you're actually endorsing him to do what he wants to do.
Absolutely. We're giving him permission to hang around.
Exactly.
We're giving, in fact, it's like pampering darkness. And when we pamper darkness, we allow him to hang around and do exactly what he wants to do. And we pamper it. We don't excuse it. We don't shut it down. We don't rebuke him. We don't bind him. We don't loose him from his assignment.
Right.
So he can just hang around. And he doesn't care about your tears. He doesn't care if you cry. The devil don't care if you cry all night long. He don't care how many times you tell your sad story. He does not care. The only thing that's going to shut him down is the word of God, not our opinion, not the opinions of others, not our crazy reasoning, because we can go into 1,000 reasons why, which hold us deeper into the grip of what he wants us to think about while he's attacking us. So sometimes you just got to shut it down. I bind you, devil, in the name of Jesus. I loose you from your assignment right now over my life. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life right now, and I bind you in Jesus' name. I plead the blood. We got to get, I mean, there's an aggression. There is an aggression in the spirit even now.
Yeah.
Even as we speak right now, there's an aggression. The Lord gave me a word yesterday on September 20th. He gave me this word. He says, urgency and emergency, there's a 911 in the spirit. The earth is shaking, the underground is quaking, and heaven and earth can hear it. Now, there's no fear in love, as unpredictable times force us to look out for our neighbor, but God will not forget our good works as we demonstrate love's labor. Then he said, the sign of the times dictate that readiness out of habit is a must. Instinctively knowing what to do in troubled times is where we're led by God's spirit and we trust. I love that. I love that. Instinctively,
now, do you know what you,
in the moment.
And I know what you just shifted, because you just went into your poetic.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I heard it. Zoom. That's why I couldn't say nothing, because I heard it as you did it. That's what we're talking about. This is where we're talking about this apostle and the gift that God has given. There's nowhere can you find a gift that's operating like this effectively, because God has put you in this position, because most of the gifts now that are being orchestrated in the world are used through poetic sayings. That's how the enemy is using our young people, through just the gift that you have. And I know it comes from God, because that's what Psalms is and that's what Proverbs is.
Yes.
And because
absolutely
we refuse to speak his word over our circumstances, then the enemy takes what he knows works. And he use it in the world, because he knows that's what our people are looking for. And you just stepped into that realm. I heard it.
Yes. And you see when first of all, there's a God is calling us to a level of submission and intimacy with him in this time slot where he wants us to hear him when he speaks to us. And in fact, I had a conversation with a young lady the other day, and, you know, she was just going through some changes relative to her personal gift. She's a dynamic worshiper, psalmist, and She entered into this place of frustration, and while mm-hmm. she was talking to me, the Holy Spirit told me to tell her, I'm interested more in your soul than your gift.
Mm-mm. Say that again.
The Lord is interested more in your soul than your mm. gift. See, your gift, our gift is for this earth realm. We don't need our gift in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But our soul got to make it in. So we can get so caught up in the gift, so caught up in, oh, I want to be this and I want to be that, and somebody, waiting for somebody to call me, and you know, I'm not on the list, and you know, my name is, and I sing, and I did that can go on and on and on, and your soul could be drowning in bitterness, in frustration, in sin. So. In the midst of everything that was happening, the Holy Spirit dropped that in my spirit to communicate that, and mm-hmm. total silence fell. Because you could sing your last song and not make it in. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Awesome.
You could sing, you could be on a grand stage
mm-hmm.
and sing your last song. And have fought your way and stepped on other people to get to where you want to be and deceived other people to take yourself to another level and hit the main stage with thousands in the audience and
yeah.
sing your last song and not make it
mm-hmm.
in.
Wouldn't that be sad?
It's sad. That's sad. It's really sad.
How would somebody ever to explain that if that happened? And we know it's going to happen because you're speaking to the masses right now, because people do put their gifts above receiving the Holy Spirit, denying the power of God because they got lifted up in themselves and carried away with the gift.
Right.
So,
what are you saying
right now?
Well, I'm saying the Lord is reminding us of his word that he wants us to prosper even as mm-hmm. our soul prospers. And our soul is comprised of our mind, our emotions, and our will. So if mm-hmm. our mind is submitted to Christ, our emotions are stabilized in him, and our will is surrendered to him, then our soul is going to prosper. And when mm-hmm. our soul prospers, we are in full alignment with God. And he said he will show us how to prosper. But if our soul is not in alignment, then we out of sorts with the authentic prosperity that God has assigned to us. Because if my soul is not prospering and I'm a millionaire, I'm going to jump out the window. How many people are so depressed today who are wealthy and giving most of their money to psychiatrists? So we know that's not the answer. But if you can get grounded in God and allow the Lord to do that work in our souls and let him be pleased with us so that his approval is resting on our life, then we can have anything, because when his approval is resting on our lives, we're mm-hmm. seeking his kingdom first. And if we're seeking mm-hmm. his kingdom first, he says we can have it.
Mm-hmm.
So those that are not seeking him first, their soul is completely out of order, just completely out of order. And I tell you, I have to monitor myself to make sure that anything that I'm doing or anywhere God has taken me, I've got to remind myself and tell myself, Lydia, you don't love this more than you love God.
Nah. That is a
fact. It's a real place.
Yeah, I love it. Yes. Okay.
It's a real place.
Yeah,
it's a real place.
Well, Lydia, Apostle, you said you got to tell who?
I got to tell myself.
That's what I want you to say. Okay, when you're talking to yourself, isn't that supposed to be the antidote of crazy?
Listen, when you talk to yourself, sometimes, you know, the Lord showed me this one day. sometimes, yeah, you know, you can get so overwhelmed and you in your mind and you know the devil is messing with you, but you don't open your mouth to rebuke him. And as long as you don't open your mouth to rebuke him, he ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
But the minute you come, you open your mouth and say, Satan, I rebuke you, he hears that word that is already written, and he's got to move. So when I'm talking to myself, I'm saying, attention, Lydia, attention now. Wait a minute now. Don't get out of thoughts here. This is not more important than God is.
Yes.
Put it in its right place. Put it in his right place. It's not more important than God. And I have to remind myself of that quite often.
Mm-mm.
Quite often. And it brings me right back to the balance that I need, which is the supernatural peace of God. And if you don't have the supernatural peace of God in your life, you're finished. You're finished. You're full of anxiety. You're full of worry. The cares of the world are drowning you. That's
well, listen here, Pastor.
Live.
Hold that thought, because you just went into something, because when you were speaking about that, then the book that you published, Knowing Yourself Through Christ, you just went all in that, and I'm quite sure you did. But I'm gonna take a commercial and going to bring you back.
Okay.
And let you begin to finish about this supernatural, because I'm hooked in right now. And you do have some callers on the line too, so just give me 1 second while we do a commercial. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in MyPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know our afflictions have value? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 lets us know.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness?
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that we have to keep first things first? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 lets us know.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastors for Punch TV studio. We're so happy for you to come in on today. We have, again, on our, as I guess, Apostle Lydia Woodson, and she's been just being just dynamic, just being who she is in Christ, and she's just pouring into spirits about poetic, prophetic sayings, and I want you to just buckle your seats down, because she's going into some turbulence now. She's shaking up some stuff, but I want you to just relax and hear God speak as this woman of God come forth. So she was getting ready to just talk about the supernatural woman, because, you know, she's published this book, and I know we're going to need to purchase it to find out what God is calling us to do. So I'm going to bring her back on the line, audience, and here we are with the apostle.
Amen. Yes. Amen. I'm excited. I'm excited.
I am too.
I'm excited. I'm excited. We're in the momentum of the Spirit of God. We are in the momentum of the Spirit of God. God is with us right now. His presence is with us right now. He's abiding with us right now. The Holy Spirit is with us right now. And the Holy Spirit is leading us into what we would communicate based on the sign of the times, the fact that we're in troubled times, and people need to upgrade their walk relative to who they are in Christ Jesus in order to survive in the days ahead. Now, that's it in a nutshell.
Now, Apostle,
that's in a nutshell.
Tell me something, because I know you, God is moving, and I know you've probably seen the things that are going now in the world, in the U.S., with all of the weather conditions and the calamities are going on. Give us something that God is doing, and then related to hope of knowing that He is orchestrating everything.
Okay, can I give you a poetic, prophetic word?
Yeah.
He gave me this on September 21st.
Mm-hmm.
It says, there are unseen battles waging war in the heavens, where noisy rumblings are penetrating atmospheres. Can't sleep. No one can hide. Some will be forever lost, while others worry with many cares. How do we stand in the days ahead? Yielding to the Lord and obeying what He said. What's written, according to His holy word, is the only thing that will sustain us in troubled times. Be careful that we are not seduced by witches while slipping into demonic crimes. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. There is swift movement being demonstrated by His double-edged sword. And He gave me Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is alive and it's active and it's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. So based on what is going on, number one, God said, He is shaking the nations. Everything that can be shaken, it will shake.
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
shaky people are shaking.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord revealed to us the only nation that's not going to shake is a holy nation.
Yes.
So based on the sign of the times, you know, the earth is groaning. The earth is erupting. The earth is groaning, waiting for the sons of God to arise. The earth is groaning, saying, come on. Come on, children of the Most High God. Speak to your surroundings. Everything that we have in Christ Jesus, we have that power, we have that authority in Christ Jesus to speak to atmospheres, to speak to things, to speak to our environment. We have the authority, and God wants us to have the authenticity of His anointing in this hour so we can walk in that level of power and that level of might. And that's what's happening right now. The earth is groaning. Saying, wake up, children of the Most High God.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying that because we really have not taken on the position as the body of Christ and the earth as being the authority in the earth, we have not taken that position. So that's why so much stuff is going on. I keep hearing you saying because we don't use the word.
We don't even use it in our own households.
Exactly.
We don't even use it in our households. But the sin, sin is so prevalent, and the wages of sin is death. Now God loves us, and it is not God's will that any man should die.
Mm.
The wages of sin is death, and the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he is over the prince and power of the air. He is doing his job. And we're not doing our job. And we need to fire that devil and take our position.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. That is the bottom line. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He does not want any of us to perish. We have
choices.
Choices are for people. people who understand who they are, they usually wind up making choices that can take them very far. If we make the righteous choice, because every choice is not a righteous choice. There's a difference between being right and there's a difference between being righteous. The world, what the world says is right is not righteous in the kingdom of God. And we've got to make righteous choices, and righteous choices demonstrate God will back us up when we make righteous choices. He'll back us up. He will back us up. Yes, he will. He watches over his word to perform it. He watches over his word. So we have to make in our personal lives, and I've been praying for the body of Christ, and I'm just asking God to quicken us by his Holy Spirit, you know, to step into what he's already given us. We already have a victory. The theme of I have an upcoming event on November the 4th, 2017 in Brooklyn, New York. And the theme for it is supernatural victory for troubled times.
Right,
the scripture is, but thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's telling us if you live and move and have your being in Christ, you're going to walk in that victory.
But let me
we
ask
can't
you
walk
something,
around with one foot out.
Because you're talking about when you say victory, that is the essence of who Christ is. So how do we now, when you're doing your workshop and you're teaching, and we call those that are not prophetically the fivefold ministry, is they don't really know their gift as of yet. When you're speaking to a believer, say like that, because we're all a believer, a believer without title, let's say that, that hasn't assumed the title. They don't know where they fit in yet.
Let's say we're all serving.
Because
we're
most people think because they're not a pastor, because they're not a prophet, because they're not an apostle, that these authoritative keys to heaven are not designated, are not delegated to them.
That's not true. That's not true.
So how do you how do you pull that out? How do you pull that into your workshop or to your conferences and make believers walk away with knowledge that they need to know?
One thing in particular, I let them know who they are in Christ. I encourage them. Number one, they're important to God. Number two, God died for them. He died for me. And he left me something. He left me something. And in Christ, see, we have to, I have to help them to understand that, that it's only in Christ that, that we have this victory. You know, so so our dependency on God and our walk with God should be moment by moment and second by second. I don't want to ever be in that position again where I've got to fall down. And I knew better before I did it.
Yeah.
And I fell down. And I'm getting the same kind of outcome. I let them know you don't have to repeat defeat. You don't have to repeat defeat in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, we have the newness of life. And then I talk about the mind of Christ. And he tells us how to watch over that mind, that, you know, that we have to pull down thoughts that that come against the knowledge of God. Relative to who we are, you know, because the devil will talk to you and make you think you're nothing. And he's a liar. And he's the father of lies. Lies originated with him, not God.
That's right.
The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. So I let them know you've got to understand who you are in relationship to what you exist in. Living through Christ is from the inside out. It's not from the outside in. The power of God is in us right now. It's in us right now. What are we going to do with this power? Well, first of all, you got to be connected to the one who created you, who gave you the power to find out how to handle the power that's in you.
Right.
Otherwise, we'll walk around all day out of control, saying what we want to say, doing what we want to do, and then we don't want to handle the repercussion of our own actions. when the word says whatever we sow, we're going to reap.
Good.
Well, I try to teach them, think about what you're going to do before you do it and then weigh the outcome. Is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth
it? The consequences.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
If we would begin to look at the consequences of some of our decisions, some of the actions that we're going to take before we take them, and
right.
just take an assessment, why do I want
mm-hmm.
to do this? I know, if I know ahead of time, based
mm-hmm.
on what I'm getting ready to do, the reaction or the action that's going to take place after I do it, then that should give me a sense of, hey, wait
mm-hmm.
a minute. No, I don't think I'm going to do that because that's going to happen. And I keep reminding folks, one and one is still two. It's not three.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can understand who you are in relationship to what you are existing in, when you can accept yourself right where you are, with all of your fears, with all of your doubts, with all of your insecurities, with all of your hang-ups, when you can accept yourself there, it's something
mm-hmm.
about that level of self-acceptance to cause you to rebuild again. But
right.
if you deny yeah. that there ain't nothing wrong with you, but you keep on
mm-hmm.
going forth to do the same thing and getting the same kind of results, that's called insanity.
Yeah, that's insanity.
Exactly. But once
yes,
we take on responsibility, you know what, I need help in this area. You know, I failed in this, and I have to admit
mm-hmm.
that I really messed that situation up. And I want to have an opportunity to do this again, then how am I going to do this again without messing up again?
Exactly.
We have to have these self-assessments. You make that assessment in relationship
right.
to who you are. You look at the Word of God. I love
yes.
Proverbs. I love Proverbs. God will tell us. He will tell us. He tells us about the enemy in 1 Peter 5 and 8. He says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, is walking about seeking whom he may devour. He's telling the devil is after you. Be sober.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up. It's more to us than meets this natural eye. You know, the Lord said to us last year, He said, you know, the world says, if you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what the world says. It's all over
right,
the news.
Exactly.
Everybody, right,
exactly. Right, exactly.
Okay?
That's everywhere. Mm-hmm.
But, that's right. But the Lord said to us as his body, he told me to tell the body of Christ, if you sense something, do something. Sense something. If I sense that something is about to go down, I can,
yes.
I can bind it up and I can rebuke it. And
I can
stop it before it manifests.
Right.
That's
exactly.
how we are to walk. If I
see
that, wait a minute.
You,
uh-uh.
see, that's where that book must come from, because I'm asking myself right now, Lord, she is a supernatural woman. What made you come to that place in your life where you are right
okay.
now that you make
Let me
this
tell you.
Profound profession of being a supernatural woman? But hold that thought, because I do got to make sure these commercials
okay.
go out. And I want you to penetrate
okay.
that you're going to have your last
yes, I will.
15 minutes
yes,
to
I
go
will.
In there. Okay.
I got know. It. I got it. Okay.
This is a Queen Bander Power Nugget.
Did you know that we have to keep first things first? 1 Timothy chapter 2. Verses 1 through 3 lets us know, I exhort, desire, instruct, therefore, that first, supplication, prayer, intercession, a coming together, a conversation, and giving of thanks, be made for all men, for kings, presidents, and all who are in authority. Why? For this is good, beautiful, honorable, in the sight, in the presence of God, our Savior.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Thank you for listening. You have tuned in to the Pastors for Punch TV. I'm your host, Joy Brown, but we're getting right back into something with Apostle Lydia Wilson and Stoley. And I want her just to profound, I mean, just take it to the highest level you can to tell us what is it. And I got to do it today because it's just a moment that we have.
I'm telling you, it is a moment. The Lord quickened me. I was a caregiver for my husband, who is now deceased. And I want to tell you, that's why any caregiver, I will minister to a caregiver, because that's a hard place. And he was on dialysis, and we were pastored together. I had a full-time job. He had gotten ill. He was a professional musician. He had gotten ill. He had gotten bitter. He had stopped going to church. I had to continue. I had to pastor the church. I had to come home and be the wife that at this point in time I no longer wanted to be. I used to sit in my car and say, God, now you got to help me, because when I go in this house, I don't know what's going to go down, because I didn't understand the repercussions or the mood swings that he would be in based on the medication that he was taking. And literally wanted to give up. I said, God, wait a minute. Nah, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be married. I don't want to pastor. I don't want any of this. And I sat in my car. And one day, I'm serious, I went home one day from work, I went in the house, and I said, God, I had it. And the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, you're a supernatural woman. You serve a supernatural God. And you get supernatural results. I want to tell you, that hit my spirit so strong that from that moment moving forward, I refused to do anything else in my own strength and apart from God. And during that time, he gave me my first book, You're a Supernatural Woman. And I'm telling you, so you have to get tired of being tired. You have to get tired of being frustrated. You got to be tired knowing that. Now, I'm talking to pastors now, that
you
go to church, you can't stand in the pulpit and preach a lie to our people.
Yes.
If we don't live what we believe and believe what we live.
Right.
And that I would go to church. I would be so exhausted. And I would have my prayer time and everything. But I knew that when I got back home, I got into this protective shell, because I didn't want to feel the pain of what I was going through. So in my protective shell, I would just shut him down.
Oh, my God.
And the Holy Spirit would be telling me, you can't do that. You can't do that. You got to do it the way I want you to do it. And I kept saying, I didn't ask for this, Lord. This wasn't our plan. I should be retired right now. We were traveling the world. We should be doing this and doing that. And the Lord said, you still got to do what I want you to do. And
so, woman of God,
that I wanted, yes.
Is this one of those
this
moments in your marriage or in your relationship where your vows come alive? Because to me, you must have had a fairy tale marriage before, and then it just went into another rhythm.
The way it turned, the way it ended, wasn't our plans. That's all I could tell you. It wasn't our plans. We wasn't planning for him to get sick.
Mm-mm-mm.
We wasn't planning for him to pastor with me. It wasn't planning for him to have to put his instrument down. Wasn't planning for him where he couldn't drive anymore. Wasn't planning. That was not in our plans. Mm-hmm. And so
that wasn't
when,
in
when,
your
when
plan.
Things, that's right. But God knew all along. So here I am now, pastoring the church, being a wife, still got a full-time job, because now the responsibility now is really on me, because I'm the only breadwinner. So I couldn't quit my job, which was my plan to, you know, I wouldn't have to work.
Wow.
So none of that worked out. And I had to make the adjustment relative to what was happening in my marriage, in my personal life, in my ministerial life. I had to make those adjustments, and I was attempting to make those adjustments in my own strength because I had never been there before. But the Lord was telling me, I don't care if you haven't been here before. I'm not shocked by what you're going through. You still got to do this through me. And I said I wasn't going to give you more than you could handle. Do you believe it, Lydia? Do you believe me? And I would say, yes, Lord. Then he said, comply.
Wow.
So I'm able to tell people, I don't care if your situation never changes, you got to change. I don't care who you're living with. I don't care what you're dealing with. If it never changes, in order for you to survive and continue to be victorious in Christ, you have got to change. And God will show you how to handle yourself in all atmospheres relative to your current situation and cause you to be an overcomer in the moment as you give him glory. So he's telling us, if you would change your opinion from my perspective, I will open up your eyes to be victorious in whatever you're dealing with. That's how God wants us. He's not going
to
pluck us out of the situation. That's right. He's not going to pluck us out. No. I could have left.
Okay. What
I could have left.
Do you do? What do you do? Do you fast to do what you're doing, or do you just constantly read the word to get where you're going, or are you always on your knees to get to this place?
It's called relationship. It's called intimacy with God, and relationship is like every single day. I commune with him. I have my prayer time. I have a busy schedule, but I keep him first. When I get dressed, I say, God, does this look good to you? You know, my neckline, is my neckline too low? You know, what's happening with my skirt, Lord? You approve? See, you got to bring him in on every area. You got to bring him in on every area. And when you make him a part of who you are, because he created you, then he can tell you how to be the best you.
Right.
So it's relationship, and he wants us to have new levels of intimacy with him in troubled times so we can survive the days ahead, sis.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't mean to
cut you looking
short,
for.
But we got about 5 minutes, and I do need you to tell us where to get the book, what's your next meeting, and how to get in touch with you before we run out of this time. I need you to penetrate and tell us.
No problem.
Okay.
The book, The Supernatural Woman, Part 1 and Part 2, can be purchased on Amazon.com, Amazon, and Zulon Press as well, Ingram or Spring Harbor Books. It can be purchased at our website, The Supernatural Woman. I'll give you the website, www.fwoman.info. My next event is coming up on November the 4th at the Brooklyn Bridge Marriott Hotel, downtown Brooklyn, the third annual Supernatural Woman Brunch. Our guest speaker will be Pastor Kim Burrell, and I'm very, very excited about that. Our theme is Supernatural Victory for Troubled Times, again, and our scripture is 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I can be reached on Facebook, Instagram, LIPFNY, and my goodness gracious, I gave you our website.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. There is a number that's connected to my website if you want to find out information about the upcoming event, and that's 1-800-343-6201. 1-800-343-6201. Again, mm-hmm. I can be reached on Facebook, Apostle Lydia Woodson Slowly on Facebook. Instagram is LIPFNY.
Excellent.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
I am too. Now, just like you brought us in, I want you
mm-hmm.
to take us into glory. And I do want to request that you keep in your spirit our CEO, which is Joseph Collins, doing a work that I believe is called by God with this IPO, an initial public offering. It's a dollar share, and we are getting ready to close it out October. So I want you to pray for him and pray for Punch and those investors that are coming into this company.
Okay. All right. Father, we come before your throne of grace again, and we're excited about the moment. We're excited about who you are, but you alone are Lord, and you alone are worthy to be praised, oh God. Father, I ask you to blow a fresh breath of air on this station and on my beloved sister and Brother Collins. Lord, blow a fresh breath of air on them, oh God. I just thank you for giving them the wisdom to move forward, Father, as they have laid their plans before you, oh God. I thank you that you would quicken them by your Holy Spirit, Father, to do whatever else they need to do, Father. I thank you, Father, that you will attract those to their business. You will assign people, Father, to take it to the next level. I thank you and praise you, Lord God, as they have pursued this. They have their blood, sweat, and tears in this, oh God. I just thank you and praise you, Father, that you place your hand on it, oh God, and move it to its next level. I thank you tonight for every listener, oh God. I thank you, Father, that your word, Father, in its simplicity, Father, in the supernatural reality of who you are, you've brought us down to a level where we can comprehend, my God, what you want us to do in troubled times. I thank you and praise you for every pastor, every leader, God, that's listening, even those who sit in the pews, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that they are willing to get to their next level in you, Lord God, because they're no longer satisfied where they are. I thank you and praise you, Father. Hallelujah. We bind the enemy in advance. I bind up the spirit of retaliation that will try to come up against us because of this show in the matchless name of Jesus. I loose it from its assignment. God, I thank you and praise you for the host, Joy, Lord God. I thank you. Bless her, God. Crown her with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Speak to her in the midnight hour, oh God. And I thank you for giving her a creative flexibility and creative, Father, ideas to continue to move forward, Father, in troubled times, oh God. May she prosper. May what she does prosper beyond her wildest dreams, oh God. I thank you and praise you in advance. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you. You have just listened to Apostle Lydia Wilson. And we do appreciate you coming on the Pastors for Punch TV studio. On behalf of our CEO, Joseph Collins, we'll see you again. And remember, you can invest in Punch TV studio. Our website is www.punchtvstudios.com. That's PUNCHTV studios.com, and become an investor, a stockholder in our company. Love you, and you guys have a wonderful day.